Basically, it talks about a human being's freedom that defines being a human being. In the Zimbabwean context, it means you cannot be forced to be a member of a political party. You cannot be forced not to be a member of a political party. You cannot be prevented from meeting to discuss the issues that pertain to your country, whether they are political, economic, social, or cultural. That's your right. That's what Section 58 of the draft constitution guarantees, that you cannot be forced to join a burial society or a club or not to belong to any organization. That's your choice.
As NGOs, what have you observed in the past concerning freedom of assembly and association, and how will this charter make a difference?
Together with the freedoms of expression and media and access to information, the freedom of assembly and association is the most violated right in Zimbabwe. People have been denied the right to form political parties or where they are formed to belong to those political parties without fear of intimidation, of torture, of imprisonment. They have been denied the right to assemble. Your Public Order and Security Act and some provisions of the Criminal Code actually do go to an extent to prohibit, to make it difficult for people to assemble, to discuss the issues that pertain to their country, because they put a lot of restrictions on that freedom. So it's something that we celebrate as NGOs. We are comfortable with it. We are mindful of where we are coming from, and therefore we know that the people of Zimbabwe will celebrate any freedom to assemble and associate, because that is the freedom that they fought for. That's the freedom that they have battled to have over the past 33 years that they still are yet to enjoy. And we believe that this constitution will enable them to enjoy that one.